Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Thursday, July 8th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. The number of new COVID-19 infections in Los Angeles County is back to over 500 in the latest daily count. Also, the number of people hospitalized is closing in on 300, and another 8 COVID deaths were confirmed by the county yesterday. The rise is prompting health officials to promote a community outreach program aimed at spreading the word about infection control efforts. Reopenings, the Delta variant of the coronavirus, and now low vaccination rates in the county's Black community are all factors in the rise. Throughout California, the Delta variant is becoming more common and a growing concern. State health officials say it accounts for nearly 36% of COVID-19 cases sequenced in June. Back in May, it accounted for around 5.5% of sequenced cases in the state. Dr. Peter Chin Hong, an infectious disease expert with UC San Francisco, says the Delta variant is evidently more transmissible and could make people sicker, though that is not a certainty yet.
We know that from national data that younger people in general are more likely to be hospitalized with Delta compared to regular COVID, but not young, like under 12. I'm thinking about younger adults, 20s, 30s.
Dr. Chin Hong says that the vast majority of people who end up in the hospital with the Delta variant are unvaccinated, so he advises that getting the vaccine is the best way and the easiest way to protect yourself from getting extremely sick or from dying. An excessive heat warning is in effect through Monday for the high desert areas, including Hesperia, Victorville, and Apple Valley. Temperatures could hit 115 degrees this week and 120 degrees over the weekend in parts of the Apple and Lucerne valleys. And an excessive heat watch will be in effect for the Coachella Valley and San Diego County deserts from Saturday morning through Sunday evening. This latest heat wave follows the hottest June on record for some of these desert communities, according to meteorologists. Bruno Rodriguez with the National Weather Service in San Diego.
It was warmer than normal everywhere, including at the coast, but it was most anomalous with distance from the coast. We have three official climate sites in the desert, two in the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs and Thermal, and then one down in San Diego County and San Borrego. All three of those did record their hottest June on record.
Multiple heat-related hiker fatalities have already been reported this season. A group of current and former fire experts is pushing back against proposed reforms to California's fire safety regulations. They say the changes will put first responders and residents at risk. Here's the story now from KQED politics editor Scott Schaefer.
In a letter to CAL FIRE's Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, 18 federal, state, and local wildfire professionals warn the changes to the current wildfire safety standards will be too risky. The signers point to proposals that would allow new roads to be 6 feet narrower than the current standard and permit longer dead-end roads. They say those changes can prove deadly during firefighting and evacuations. Doug Leese is a retired U.S. forest official who coordinated the letter.
It sets up a situation trying to get fire equipment to a fire and people evacuating, and they couldn't pass one another on the road. Well, that's unconscionable.
But Tracy Ryan of RCRC, which represents rural counties, says without appropriate regulations, affordable housing development will be stifled.
It takes swaths of these rural areas out of, you know, commission to build on, to increase your business, to rebuild.
Lease and his firefighter colleagues say weakening the rules, even to spur more affordable housing, would be dangerous.
To go ahead and do that, knowing that you're just got a dastardly situation set up for both firefighters and residents.
The state says it's continuing to take public comment on the matter. One thing everyone agrees on, the current regulations, which have been in place for 30 years, need to be updated. I'm Scott Schaefer.
to the city of Long Beach now, which has announced plans to launch what city officials are calling a guaranteed income pilot program. They say that it will pay $500 a month each to 500 households. They are located in the city's lowest income communities, and the focus is on single parent households. The city says that it will provide the payments for as many as 250 participants, and the state will match funds for the rest. The Office of Economic Research at Cal State Long Beach will study the impacts of the pilot program and report on the results when it winds up. Officials there in Long Beach say that people can begin applying this summer and payments will begin by the end of the year. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.